880 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will hand down some of the 12 decisions still left from this term.
The biggest case of the year, Donald Trump's claim that he is absolutely immune from criminal prosecution for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election, including January 6th, because Trump argues presidents cannot be prosecuted for actions they took while in office, and he says what he did were official actions.
ABC's Terry Moran at the High Court. Also still to come, a case on whether doctors can be prosecuted when they perform an abortion to save the health of the mother. President Biden pardoning thousands of service members who were dishonorably discharged over the past 50 years from the military for being gay. President and the former president square off tomorrow night in the first debate of the 2024 campaign. In New York, progressive Congressman Jamal Bowman losing his primary to a more moderate Democrat. In Colorado, far-right Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert winning her primary. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It looks like there might be a recall election for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after all. Staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission says petitioners gathered just more than enough valid signatures to trigger a recall in the old 63rd District. The question is whether there can be a recall election in a district that no longer exists. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Lynn Carey is a retired nurse in Germantown who's had a double lung transplant, but she says she's listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care.
We have all heard the stories of what happens when there is not access to appropriate care. The results we're seeing, the impact of the Dobbs decision must be addressed.
Civic Media's debate coverage starts tomorrow night at 7:30 on many of these stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Remember last year when farmers were struggling in the drought? Well, this summer they have the total opposite problem. So far, we've had double the rain. John Lutz, a Dane County farmer, tells the State Journal berry season started a full week early, but now they really need a break so the ground can soak up all this moisture. Scientists say as climate change worsens, so will these extreme fluctuations from year to year. And we're wrapping up Pride Month. The LGBTQ community faces so many challenges because of discrimination and misunderstanding. That can make getting proper treatment in healthcare tougher and more stressful. Aspirus Dr. Saba Khan says providers need to be open and ask questions.
Communication is a big part of gaining the trust within the LGBTQ community and making sure that you're addressing them by their appropriate pronouns and not assuming.
She advises finding a provider you trust and feel comfortable with. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track, out of here!
I asked Ortiz if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him.
No, not necessarily. He had been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I can hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run, and you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, 56. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 75 with a chance of more scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates. We got a whopper of a Wednesday edition with former Congressman Joe Walsh, Bill Press, our buddy, and Charles Franklin, New Marquette Polling.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We don't know. You know, there's no audience to play off of, which helps Donald Trump. And they continue to set the bar extremely low for Joe Biden. They did that during the State of the Union. Joe Biden came out there and crushed it. And then, you know, now their newest thing is Joe Biden, he's doing cocaine, or he's taking a Celsius, you know, he's having coffee, or he's getting steroids. I mean, you know, each day it's a new excuse on why Joe Biden came out and crushed it in the State of the Union.
Karen Moskowitz, Alpha Liberal. Yeah. Oh, look, there's another one right there, Representative Mark Pocano, yeah. The great, great state of Wisconsin. Hey, Representative. Hey.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for having me.
Well, I tried to warn you, since you did Madison Sexy Liberal, I was going to be very, very clingy, and now here we are.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Hey, Wisconsin, you know, whoever's going to be president is going to have to win it, so whatever we need to do.
Well, you know, Representative, we were just chatting a little before you came on about how, just why and how, you know, Wisconsin's so important. It's the birth, I was saying it's the birthplace of Sexy Liberal. That's how it started, is trying to get rid of Scott Walker and the Republican 8 and them crushing workers' rights. And now, you know, we also mentioned it's the birthplace of unions. And that's one of the big issues here, particularly with these latest, you know, union-busting Supreme Court ruling, like on Starbucks, for instance, right? I mean, this is going to be one of the big issues, I think, in this campaign, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had a labor history class in college at UW-Madison. I did my paper on the founding of AFSCME, the Public Employee Union, was in Madison, Wisconsin. And we have that long history. And you saw what happened during the uprising with Scott Walker. 40,000, 60,000 people a day, 100,000 on the weekends were surrounding the Capitol as he was taking away workers' rights. So those issues are going to play heavily in November. But, you know, the president's got to win Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin, to keep the majority in the Senate, has to win the U.S. Senate. Yeah. We got a couple districts, the first and the third, that we can win to help get the majority in the House. Look, a lot's riding on Wisconsin, and we're ready for it.
Yeah. I love when the president says, like, he sees, you know, the world through the eyes of Scranton, where he grew up. And it's just the fact that we're even having this discussion with a guy that grew up on a golden toilet, still thinks trickle-down works, so to speak. Well, so, and you tweeted 2 years ago, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court, speaking of which, overturned Roe v. Wade. Since then, Republican extremists have fought to criminalize birth control, IVF, and abortion, but House Democrats are fighting back to prevent these, to protect these essential freedoms. I mean, we said it, they're coming for everything. They're coming for you and me with gay marriage. Not that we're married. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be married to you, but I'm not.
I think his husband might object.
Yeah, Phil might not.
I had a wife, she would object.
But no, absolutely. I mean, our freedoms are all at risk with the current Republicans. And in Wisconsin, It's especially bad when it comes to freedom to make decision about your own body as a woman. We are under 1849 law when it comes to abortion in Wisconsin. We literally were taxing horses that had, you know, buggies behind them in the state. I think it was 5 or 10 cents a horse in 1849. And that's still the same law we have on the books now, thanks to overturning Roe versus Wade. So, you know, whether it be that freedom, whether it be the freedom to marry who you love, whether it be so many freedoms that are at risk and on the line, it's going to come down to November.
Yeah. And, hey, you know, it's interesting. I think you were reacting to, is it Truth Social, the latest?
Yeah.
Business to bomb from Donald Trump. You just said, not shocking, coming from a guy who bankrupted half a dozen companies, does everything he touches magically go into debt? And this was also referring to Trump ran up a national debt twice as much as Biden. I mean, how is this debate going to go, do you think, if Trump even shows up tomorrow? Because there is no fact that is on his side, right? Jobs, inflation, the debt, you name it.
Biden just has to talk about what he's done and what he's going to do, because the rest of his Build Back Better agenda is wildly popular around child care and the child tax credit and other issues, and put that on the table. For Trump, you know, I heard he might bring this little thing of Tic Tacs, you know, shrinkflation. Mm-hmm. If I was the president, I would say, yes, your hands look bigger. You know, get some sort of response.
I'm
like
write that down. Send this to the White House. Okay.
Go directly.
But that's great, Mark.
Trump.
That's greedflation. That's not inflation. Yeah, talk
exactly.
About the companies and why they're doing that, right?
You know, and if they bring up that, the president has lowered the cost of energy through the Inflation Reduction Act. He's got tax credits and rebates available for people to be more energy efficient. Healthcare, we're negotiating for the first time with Big Pharma on prescription drug prices. We've been ripped off for decades, and he's the first president doing something about it. He also capped your out-of-pocket expenses if you're on Medicare. He capped insulin to $35. Look, this guy has tackled inflation directly on, while we still have to tackle the oil companies and big food. He's talking about those things, but I think there's a real strong message the president has to offer on this. And what's Donald Trump got? Yeah. Other than he added to the debt in a record way.
Yeah, debt twice as much as Biden. So we've also been talking about this all morning. A Trump inflation bomb coming should he win a second term, according to 16 Nobel Prize winning economists who I've said economists aren't liberal or, you know, they're just economists. Anyway, they've warned that Trump's second term agenda could create what they're describing as an inflation bomb that would rock the global economy. Combination of more tax cuts for corporations, a labor shortage caused by the mass deportation of undocumented immigrants, looser monetary policy in the form of lower interest rates would cause prices to skyrocket yet again, just as inflation has started to stabilize in the 3% range. They write, Representative, we believe a second Trump term would have a negative impact on the U.S. economic standing in the world, a destabilizing effect on the U.S.'s domestic economy. Many Americans are concerned about inflation, which has come down remarkably fast. There's rightly a worry that Trump will reignite this inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Let's hope the president can get that reality home tomorrow night in the debate, because Trump just lies and lies and lies. He actually tweeted that he's the one that got $35 insulin for everybody. I mean, what's your advice to the president on how you combat because he's been called a liar so many times. I don't know how else you say it.
But I think you go directly at him and you have the facts, and that's going to be the follow-up. But just on the taxes, the tax cut that Donald Trump did, anytime you have a tax cut, it's called a tax expenditure. It's taking away money from education or healthcare or anything else. The tax cut that Donald Trump did, 83% of the money went to the top 1% of the population. In other words, his friends, his donors, people who belong to Mar-a-Lago. That we have to go directly after what Trump did and what he'll do, which will do exactly what those economists said, put us back into an area of inflation. And then he's got this crazy idea about a fight club for immigrants. At some point, I understand he's appealing to the base, and that way he can continue to the grift and make lots of money off these chumps who buy, you know, these red caps and whatever else he puts for sale. But I do think that voters in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the three states I think that are going to ultimately matter the most, are pocketbook issues, and those tax cuts did not help them in any way. 83% of the money went to the top 1%. That's Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Our friend Dino Badala tweeted, Congressman Mark Pocan, what did I say? I said it right. Okay. They make me nervous now that I'm going to say it wrong. Pecan, pecan, pecan. Okay. On my SiriusXM show, offers to serve an arrest warrant on Netanyahu when he addresses the U.S. Congress. I'm available, Pocan stated. Good. Can you swing by and get Bush and Cheney? Because maybe we can get a group deal at The Hague. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is one where, you know, regardless of how people feel about Israel and Gaza, there are two figures that are severely wrong, or two entities. One is Hamas for the attack they did, and the
Agreed.
Way the condition for the people in Gaza has been awful for decades, and we've all, unfortunately, had a blind eye to it. And Netanyahu, the way he's done the selective punishment of people in Gaza, the number of children and women that have been killed, and he is a war criminal. And if that's what the international courts say, and they need someone to serve them, then they can get this ready in time.
You're a helper. You're a helper.
Yep.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, we just had violence out here at a synagogue in L.A., Representative, and, you know, this idiot that almost drowned a three-year-old Palestinian, you know, kid. This is just tragedy upon tragedy upon tragedy. And if you can help in any way, I will send you a badge. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the people, I can tell you from multiple trips to the region, the people of Israel and the people of Palestine want peace.
Yep.
Netanyahu is trying to stay out of jail, and he's executed this awfully and killed many innocent people. And Hamas is a terrorist group and has treated their own people, the Palestinians, awfully, in addition to the attacks on Israel. So if we focus on peace in the region, the U.S. position has been a two-state solution.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Netanyahu also doesn't support that. I think it's just time we get a little tougher on Netanyahu and actually support the Israelis and the Palestinians as they need.
I understood what someone said the other day. We can't send bombs to Israel and Band-Aids to, you know, the Palestinians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a... again, just the in all the years I've been alive, too, I feel like this is the worst it's been, and it's heartbreaking. But you give me hope, and we love you so much, Representative.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I'm going to be even clingier. I'm just telling you. It's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse and worse.
Glad to talk about Wisconsin and anything you want anytime.
Absolutely. There he goes. Yep. Congressional rock star, Representative Mark Pocan. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Congressman.
Take care.
17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Nature. Did you see what good guard dogs they are when our friend came in this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just really, how can we help you in some way take anything valuable here? You know what? I've made them too happy, Chris. I've made them too satisfied. As long as they get Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Sure.
And they got a Cod Crispy this morning. So, you know what? They're just like, whatever.
Then why are they complaining?
Yeah.
They don't complain.
Okay.
They're the best dog in your world. Oh, my gosh, the best food. And kitty food, too, Nature's Feast. Dr. Marty is just a renowned veterinarian. People bring their puppies and their kitties from all over the world because he loves, loves, loves pets, and he has spent years developing these superfoods. Right, kibble. Whoever thought of that? Not a dog lover, I tell you what. Okay. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free pack of those Cod Crispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any, dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS. Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive dropping soon. Take control today.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Andre in Chicago. Hello. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Andre. Hello.
Andre. Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead. I'm doing good.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, this is what I want to say. You know, Joe Biden needs a wartime concierge. Why do I say that? Because he's letting Donald Trump falsely accuse him of using drugs, and he's not fighting back. Well, check this out, Stephanie. You know, if anyone ever looked at the Donald Trump administration and wondered if they were on drugs, well, according to this report, the Rolling Stone, they were on drugs. You know, this medical unit is during the Donald Trump administration, they was freely administering modafinil to those staff members.
Yeah, of all people to have Dr. Ronnie be the one
that,
that said, it's a drug test. I'm like, by the way, that's another one of those stunts that you're like, yeah, Biden should call him on it. And, you know, but then you're like, you're just playing his stupid game.
Right, because then Biden will always
and
be
then,
on defense.
Trump
and
Trump would
you don't
find a way
that.
Not to. Because you know he is on drugs. You know he'd find a way to have Biden do it. And then he'd go, unless he could get his own Dr. Ronnie that will lie for him, he's not going to go to a regular doctor.
I don't want Biden to be on defense all the time answering all of these accusations.
Right.
That does no one any good. If anything, Biden should be on offense.
Besides, Captain Lucy McLoserton from Losertown went losing again last night.
Yep. They did.
Yeah. Three of the Trump-picked candidates, lost, including in Utah. Incumbent Governor Spencer Cox Ahead with 55% of the vote over the more pro-Trump candidate, Phil Lyman. Okay. More people are for Cox.
Lyman was the taste of Sprite at one point.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Huh. It was.
Interesting fun fact. Yeah. Did you have anything about Cox?
I know a lot about
Spencer Cox.
I know a lot about Cox.
Apparently they're behind that. Okay. We had a fantastic conversation just now.
Roger Hedgehog.
I'm not going to get lured into a stunt like that.
I'm
like the president,
here.
I'm not playing your game. You're not playing it the right way. I say it first.
What do you say?
I'm not doing it.
What do you say?
Because you're not.
I'm not saying it. I'm over here.
The mayor of San Diego, Roger Hedgehog.
Cox.
What?
Roger Hedgehog.
Oh, pardon me. I always get that wrong. Okay. Who's the governor of Utah? Cox.
We haven't done that in a while.
I know. That's a long time.
That was a little rusty.
I used to work for Cox Broadcasting, and oh, did we have a field day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Good dear God. Okay, so Van Jones will say one thing that is correct, like this. Okay.
Yeah. We don't know.
No.
Nine,
yes.
We're living in the United States of amnesia. People really just don't remember how awful and terrible the Trump days were. I mean, there was a reason that he got voted out. And now there's this weird kind of nostalgia for the Trump days, which if you look back at any of the headlines or any of what was going on, nobody was happy during that period of time. It was a complete upset all the time.
Okay, he's correct about that. And also, can I say he is a beautiful man? I have talked to him in person at the last convention.
He is handsome.
But it's the both sides doing it. This was just dumb. Mm-hmm. So he received backlash, as he should have, for comparing the traditional Palestinian scarf. How do you pronounce it? The kefaya? It's the black and white Palestinian scarf. He compared it to the Confederate flag. He was responding to the protest that I was just telling Representative Pocan about here outside the L.A. synagogue. And he said the Jewish neighborhoods in L.A. are well known. So if you show up and you're wearing a kefaya, that would be just like a white person running up with the Confederate flag in Harlem. What? No. The Confederate flag, that is a racist symbol. The Palestinian scarf is just a symbol of Palestinians. Yeah. It would be like saying anyone wearing a yarmulke, obviously hates all Muslims. No, it's just the traditional Jewish garb, just like this is a traditional Palestinian scarf. It's just, God, but this whole issue, most people say the most dumb things ever. I've been counting. All right. Confederate flag is the flag of slavery and traitors and,
losers.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Losers.
Thank you.
They lost.
Right. Katie Fang tweeted, Judge Cannon started to ask Pierce about the special counsel's website that showed the latest expenditure report. She even drilled down on specific line items, including the total amount of expenditures. These are Jack Smith's expenses for... Okay, and by the way, this is a pretty important prosecution for the people of the United States and the national security of the United States. Did you see these latest pictures and video of where all these classified documents were in golf shirts and thrown all over the place? Mm-hmm. And Joyce Vance said this is why she has a backlog of motions in this case. She's not focusing on the issues she's supposed to make a decision about on purpose to slow it down. Yes, Jody.
SCOTUS has finished its rulings for today. No immunity ruling, none of the super important ones.
Okay.
Of course not, because they need to give Trump more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Time?
Immunity.
Yeah.
They need to give him more immunity by making sure that. Why would that be important, Chris, to have the overthrow of the United States government have to go on trial before we have another election?
That's crazy.
Okay. Bob in Virginia. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jody.
Hello.
Hello.
When Bob Sisco was talking earlier, I don't know if I misheard or if he misspoke or if he made up a new word, but I think he said Machiavellian, but he may have said Machiavellian.
He might have.
Which we might have to.
That's kind of clever.
The lexicon.
Actually, yes.
I like it.
Anyway, I just wanted to put my vote in for Trump not showing up to debates. I would not be surprised if he did not, if he figured out some way to get out of it. The fact that he's not doing debate prep, I mean, yeah, he's lazy and probably doesn't care too much, but if he was planning on not showing up, then he wouldn't even think to, like, make up a lie about how he was doing lots of debate prep or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, they're making fun of Joe Biden for, you know, preparing. Remember, what was it Chuck Todd that said, is Hillary Clinton, is she over-prepared?
Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd?
Chuck Todd.
Chuck
Todd.
Yeah, that's my main concern. Someone might be too prepared to be president of the United States. 29 minutes after the hour.
Uh-huh.
29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance next.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
And the Ad Council. In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Miss Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My reaction is that he clearly stated he was guilty. That, you know, all of the obfuscation, all of the deviation over many, many years and hiding in embassies, that's over. He's come forward and said, yes, I am guilty. I violated the law. The issue of custody, I think, is less important than his unconditioned.
Senator Jack Reed on Julian Assange, he went on to say,
he violated the laws of the United States. Again, I think his unqualified plea of guilty should settle this matter. When he faced real trial, there were no adequate defenses that he could find, and he simply admitted, yes, I'm guilty. He undermined the security of the United States. He did it systematically. He did it for his own gratification, self-promotion, etc. And that guilty plea speaks volumes.
I know you almost canceled Malcolm this week because I know he wouldn't have anything to say about Julian Assange. So
yeah, nothing about it.
Yeah,
okay.
He's got no thoughts. It's Quiet McQuietson.
Yeah, that's it.
Quiety McQuiet.
Good morning. Hey, you know, you just caught me stopping online at Colonial Williamsburg's website looking up pineapple finials for my lamps, and someone mentioned Julian Assange.
Well, you tweeted, you said Julian Assange deserved a lot more prison time, but his release means anyone like the Afghans he effed over, Americans whose election he helped steal, or Ukrainians because he's a Putin agent can spit in his face on the street and get away with it. I look forward to his new TV show on Russia Today. You know, Frank Luguzzi was on yesterday, but he was talking about, you know, just a bunch of different, how he manipulated, you know, Chelsea Manning, how he just is not a journalist. Like, stop calling him a journalist.
Well, you know, there was that era in the United States, and thank God it's an era long gone by, where these quote-unquote journalists of the Glenn Greenwald stripe and Julian Assange would encourage people to steal top secret documents, compromise the security of the United States, knowing those individuals will go to prison. Because they will be caught. Look, you know, so by doing that, they came out and would take those documents, claiming it was for transparency, and damage the national security of the United States. I gotta tell you something. After seeing all of those documents, the million documents that he encouraged Chelsea Manning to go to prison for, and the one big thing that came out of it, everybody said, was, oh, there was a video of a helicopter gunship attacking a group of men, and two of them were journalists in there. And it was some amazing tragedy. It was a tragedy. They just happened to be in the middle of Iraqi insurgents who were firing at a helicopter that had guns.
Yeah.
So, well, this world has changed dramatically. We're not there anymore stealing documents and sending people like Reality to Winter to prison for your own self-aggrandizement is passé.
Yeah. I had a thought. It just went right away. Okay. I'm back. No, I'm back.
Right.
But, you know, I guess what we also talked about, well, it sticks in my craw because he helped Putin hurt Hillary. That's period. That's what he wanted to do. He hated Hillary. I mean, and by the way, you know, as we said, people died. You retweeted a report told that the leaks put hundreds of Afghans at risk for fighting against the Taliban. To this, Assange commented, well, they're informants continuing, so if they get killed, they've got it coming to them. They deserve it.
Wow.
That's just despicable.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, this is another factor that we've learned about all of those transparency, free speech, journalistic advocates, is that we found out that their true politics were pretty far right wing, or were right wing or libertarian enough to want to hurt democracy and the people that were defending it. Julian Assange always hated Hillary Clinton. So what did he do when he got involved in 2016 when Russian intelligence contacted him? And we know, because we have all the emails from WikiLeaks, he went out there and begged for all of that information, and the Russians gave it to him. And WikiLeaks, like I wrote in my 2016 book, the plot to hack America, how Putin's cyber spies and WikiLeaks tried to steal the 2016 election. Arguably did steal the 2016 election. He did it because he hated Hillary.
Yeah, this is why we're in this Trumpian nightmare we are still in. Malcolm, I saved this for you because it is terrifying. I'm going to read it to you. You could have written it, but it is what you just mentioned, plot to hack America, but 2024. Vladimir Putin and his strategists are just as eager for Trump to retake office in order to realize their geopolitical goals. According to Vanity Fair, from the moment Trump was elected, the word Yalta became one of the most popular among Kremlin officials, a reference to how Stalin was able to convince his then American British allies in World War II to legitimize his sphere of influence. They were confident that Trump was the right person to agree to such a spectacle. Putin simply believed Trump was morally close and understandable to him, a fellow cynic who also thought money solved everything. The fantasies of Kremlin strategists involve Trump and Putin meeting somewhere neutral like Fiji. The two will carve up the world together and create a new order for each country. While fantasizing about the future for the U.S. order under Trump, the Kremlin harbors another dream. It sees it as the ultimate revenge for the Cold War defeat and the collapse of the USSR. Putin's current advisors are confident the U.S. will eventually disintegrate, breaking into several pieces like the Soviet Union ultimately did. This would require the right conditions and a leader who could plunge the country into chaos. You might be surprised, but the nickname used for Trump in the Kremlin is the American Gorbachev. For Putin, being a former KGB officer, he sees Gorbachev as a demagogue and a narcissist whose empty pandering and lack of strategy caused the end of the Soviet Union. Just a little more, and Trump will agree to a new Yalta, and then the U.S. will disintegrate and Russia will win the Cold War, wrote one Russian. Vladimir Putin believes his dream is not so unattainable. I opened the show, Malcolm, saying, do not vote for the people America's enemies want to win. But this is kind of terrifying, isn't it?
Why, yes, it is terrifying. That anyone who has just listened to that should be mortified. I even stopped looking at the Duke of Gloucester porcelain salad and dessert plate set just because.
I upset you.
Because. Russia has a strategy. We do not. Our strategy is to go to the polls and let good people try to outvote the other side. The other side's strategy is to side with the enemies of democracy and utterly destroy it.
Yeah.
We are talking America is on the cusp of descending into a right-wing evangelical dictatorship. And Moscow will piggyback back to glory as the United States disintegrates while you're all out there at, you know, Chick-fil-A and Dunkin' Donuts and being mad about your single issue, whatever it is. Show it. If it's not women's rights, it's not the single issue you should be focused on.
Yep. And Malcolm, you know.
And democracy.
Thank you. Story number 11, D-Billion. Russians are they're the bad guys. The international court seeks the arrest of the Russian defense minister and chief of staff over attacks on Ukrainian civilian targets. The court is accusing them of war crimes. Again, enemy of America, bad guys.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And those two guys are the chair of the Secretary of Defense and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's the equivalent of them in Russia. If even some low-level general had that in the United States, the press would be having a field day. We let this stuff go by without a blip and start wondering more about, you know, whether TikTok is going to put out more cat videos or not. We have got to refocus ourselves into understanding that last comment, by the way, about women's rights, that is the defense of democracy.
Yep.
It will be the deciding factor in whether we become a dictatorship or not. And I have people right now, I have women right now telling me they will not vote for Joe Biden or their own rights or your rights, gay rights, black rights, women's rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, story number 11, T-Billion and one. Russia, bad guys. Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief condemned the pretrial detention and bogus accusations of espionage faced by the outlet's reporter Evan Gershovich on the first day of his trial. As the first day of his trial in Russia begins, she predicted the trial will inevitably lead to a bogus conviction for an innocent man. And meanwhile, I saved this one, I don't know, because this is just everybody now in the Republican Party. Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State is demanding that Brittany Greer be sent back to rot in a Russian prison because she's an unpatriotic lesbian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't say it.
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 I ain't saying nothing. Look, if there's any consolation sitting in front of me, is that Colonial Williamsburg sells a Moscow Mule mug for that representative.
They do.
All right? She should just get right back to Moscow and get on with her life, because we have this entire class of Americans who have decided that being an American means nothing. But for, again, back to those of you who have some sort of flaw or minority or some status in which the right wing would send you to a concentration camp, or back to Russia to prison for being black, tall, a high point shooter, and a lesbian, your day is coming. You're going to get a chance to decide whether you go to that camp or whether you fight for democracy. Holy, so, don't tell me there's an 11 billionth in two. I just
I don't want to push you too far. I can tell we're I'm this close to losing my FCC license.
And now a story about a puppy.
And now.
Hey, but well, wait, they got tureens on this website, yo.
Oh, tureens.
Ooh.
Wow.
Pay attention to me. This is important. All right, Malcolm. This is about
is
our
the only thing that's keeping me from exploding.
Shopping for tureens.
This is about our national security. You retweeted our friend Allison Gill, who said, Nauta and Trump took a secret trip from Bedminster to Mar-a-Lago in July 2022, coming down to Florida soon. This trip was after the subpoena, before the search, and about a week before the LIV Saudi golf tournament at Bedminster and Ivana's funeral. I don't know if you've seen these latest pictures and video of all of our national security secrets strewn all over the place and in golf shirts and, you know, yada yada. But this is new, this mysterious trip. Just a week before, as we said, the FBI would execute a search warrant to retrieve the documents. At least one witness who worked closely with the former president recalled being told at the time of the trip that Trump was there, quote, checking on the boxes. And yet we're stuck with this Judge Cannon. What happens to our national security if this case just goes away?
Well, I don't think this case is going away. I think that Judge Cannon has already proved her bias. Look, anytime I want to open my mouth about this, I just repeat what Glenn Kirshner says, right? That, you know, Smith has many tools right now in which he could get her disqualified. He is playing this out to the nth degree. I think it's just going to end up she's going to be overridden, and then she's going to be forced to recuse, and one of the other calmer, you know, judges will take over this case. But it won't be tried before the election.
Yeah.
She refused to set a speedy trial date of August 12th. Now she said ruled it will be indefinite.
Yeah.
These people are in the pocket for Trump. It is a sign that, yes, you can buy judges, and the judiciary's entire credibility is at stake here.
Yeah.
But even more at stake is the national security in the United States. I saw those photographs, and you know what the first thing I thought was?
Hmm.
The TV show Hoarders.
Yes.
Just crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's a crazy old man.
And strewn everywhere. Does he sit in his diapers, you know, nude, and sort through that at night and look at the documents and wonder, you know, read the press clippings and put on his, you know, golf cleats that he won and hold up his trophies? Because that's what a hoarder would do. And this guy's nuts enough for me.
We know
from Bedminster that he likes to dig through it and show it all to people who are visiting him.
I love that the Iran war plan was in a place with his golf cleats. So, you know.
Yeah.
I love that someone might have been, sir, there's some holes in this plan. No, like literally there's holes from your golf shoes
right.
in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, I can't. It's
oh,
too.
Jesus.
You know what? I think you just ended on a happy clappy note, Shouty McShouterson. That was weird. Yeah. Go back to shopping for gravy boats or whatever you're looking
tureens.
For. Yeah, right.
I'm buying the welcome pineapple doormat now.
Okay.
There you
I
go.
I
got
to get to a happy place and I got to get there rapido.
All right.
Colonial Williamsburg is lousy with pineapples.
Yes, it is.
All right. Mwah. Love you. See you next week. There he goes.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, and when I say my friends, I mean my friends at Cook Unity because yum, yum, and also yum. Oh, my guy. Here's the key. No cooking required.
Nope.
It's chef, like fancy chef curated meals directly to my door. Ding dong. Hello. I'm just saying, if you've
good
got
stuff.
Pardon me?
It's good
It's
stuff.
The first chef to use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week and cheaper than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal at checkout for 50% off your first week. Oh, my God. No cooking required. Oh, God, that makes me hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a chef quality dining experience right at home. I read all a lot of the, because the menu is like crazy how many options. I read a bunch of them yesterday on the air. And I started getting that thing like, I can't do it again because I had too much spit forming in my mouth. Oh my God, it's so delicious. Cook Unity works with some of the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen. Packaging keeps the meals fresh in your fridge for up to 7 days. It pick as few as four, as many as 16 meals a week. What do you need? Hundreds of different dishes to choose from. The menu's updated constantly. Options for all kinds of different dietary preferences. What do you need? Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, you name it. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. I'm a Libra, so I need that.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so hard to choose. They're so delicious. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Cookunity.com/liberal. Enter the code liberal at checkout for 50% off your first week.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air a few weeks. Just don't care.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 17 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the victims were not wearing seat belts or helmets. Many of them had been drinking, too. A lot of people are expected to take to the roads and trails on the long 4th of July weekend. All the storms Wisconsin's been getting means flooded basements and damaged roofs and siding. Bao Vang is with the Better Business Bureau. She says they're there to help you find reputable contractors.
We can help you look online, find reputable companies, those that have been doing great business with other customers.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've never really seen anything like this. Leaders of more than 30 local food pantries came together to tell lawmakers in the community they need more help. Food insecurity just keeps growing in Dane County. Ellen Carlson from Way Forward Resources.
Our clients are everyone. People that you see every day, they are families, they are households, they're individuals, seniors. They are people who are working in our communities. Hunger is everywhere.
They're asking people to host food drives, share information on social media, and call on their elected officials and say they need more support for food pantries. And family and friends of famed Madison conservationist Aldo Leopold got to visit his former home on Van Hise Avenue yesterday. WMTV reports friends talked of time with Leopold and his wife Estella. They say she ran that house, and a granddaughter reminisced about sleepovers at her grandparents. It has new owners who are committed to preserving Leopold's mark on the property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A dry, sunny, beautiful, and breezy day today with winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour out of the north, eliminating the humidity and keeping our highs scraping 80. With no rain in the forecast for tomorrow, too. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
From Oak Park.
Real.
They're from Oak Park. There they are.
No.
Nobody in Reykjavik says 11 billion.
There was obviously a Stephanie Miller fan in Reykjavik.
No.
All right.
I'm with Chris on this one.
No.
Rick,
no.
My truck driver friend. Now I'm going to need a truck horn.
Hey!
Hi.
Yay!
Hi, Rick.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, I don't know, but my president, he has this new drink they call Coke mixed with a little bit of everything on it,
mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I can't tell you the recipe because, you know, I might go to jail.
Oh.
But this thing you drink it is mostly a truck driver drink.
Oh.
That only, you know, not it has to be Democrats, no Republicans.
So, like,
don't do drinks.
Are you? Do you use
it? We drink it in the morning and we pump all day to beep the horn,
okay,
and work all day. So
all right.
He has this new drink.
Okay.
Called,
are you? Do you have a metronome in your car? Are you calling from inside a grandfather clock?
No, he's turning. That's a turn
signal. Oh, it's a turn signal.
I am
signal.
Calling you from. Okay. It's a turn signal because I'm going 20 right. miles an hour.
All right. Okay. Be safe. Be safe. It makes me nervous when you just concentrate
on
driving.
Oh, there were hazards.
He's turning.
Because he was going down a hill.
Oh.
That's what it was. He was
when truck drivers call. Just to concentrate on the road.
He was being considerate to people behind him.
Fine. Breaking, former Republican Adam Kinzinger has just endorsed President Biden's reelection. He said it's because of my unwavering support for democracy that today, as a proud conservative, I'm endorsing Joe Biden for reelection. Oh, we were saying that there was, God, that's so surprising good news out of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
We will get to that in just a sec. They reject limits on White House social media contacts, a win for the Biden administration.
Exactly.
Amy Comey Barrett, I'm telling you, my theory is correct. Clarence Thomas is putting pubic hairs on her Coke can, and she is starting to vote with us. All right, Cliff Schechter next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.